And we are back. You are tuned in to Welcome to Neo Soulville with me, Tanya Dyson, here on WYXR 91.7 FM. And as promised, we have the beautiful, talented Trinity Adair in the studio this morning. Yay!
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, we got the tiny chair happening. It's not quite the tiny desk.
Tiny chair.
Look, don't make us drop a whole look. We'll put it together. That'll be in existence for real. So how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm excited.
I am too. So before we get into, you know, your live performance, tell me a little bit about yourself. Who is Trinity Adair?
Oh, man. I love that question.
Like, everybody's like, it's such a loaded question. Yes, like, who am I?
Every time someone asks me that question, it's almost like I haven't lived in this body for 22 years. So I'm a student at the University of Memphis. I'm a senior music business major. And so I'll be graduating in the spring. So I love it here in Memphis. I've been here for about 5 years and I'm just, you know, studying the music business. I'm from Nashville. I've lived there pretty much most of my life. But yeah.
Awesome. And what I know, of course, going into music industry business and being on the business side, but then also being an artist as well. So what influenced or encouraged that duality in a sense?
I would say my aunt Aisha. She was the one who kind of really encouraged me and told me to take that leap to start studying music business once I realized I had the opportunity to do so. So I figured it was the smartest thing to do, the best career choice to make for myself. So yeah.
And also, look, like, of course, the super loaded question, specifically, why Memphis and what brought you here? Especially from Nashville, another huge music industry.
I know, it be some beef between Memphis and Nashville. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
It is crazy, but...
it's all in fun, though. It's like, sibling
it's
rivalry.
It's lighthearted most of the time. Yeah. Most of the time. But no, I chose Memphis because it wasn't too far away from home, and the culture here is something that I really value. I really value community and camaraderie, and I feel like that's so strong here in the city, and I admire that so much. When I see how hard the natives ride for their city, I'm just like, oh my God, I want to be a part of that. I love that so much. So it's Memphis all day, for sure.
Yes, so Memphis all day. So we're going to come back a little bit more and chat a little bit more, but I'm going to get on. I want to hear some singing this morning.
All right.
You know, of course, I've been tuning and listening to, you know, everything digitally. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, you know, Trinity is also an intern here.
Yes,
at WYXR. It's super quiet. I just discovered that she sang like a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, I think it just Trinity the intern, the business, you know, the business major.
Yeah, I do it all.
Trust me, I can relate. That was the same with me as an artist, you know, a business major and, you know, undergrad. We didn't have like music industry business majors, you know, when I was in undergrad. You know, me and Robbie were just talking about how old we were, like us 70s babies. We were born in the 1900s.
Oh, you told them.
No, it's good. I didn't give the like the approximate age. I just gave gave the circa. So like I said, no further ado. Before we get into that though, what song are you doing? You want to introduce the song? And then also you're a musician.
Of course, I got Craylon Davis in the building with Craylon. Me. He is backing me up on the keys. I want to give a great shout out to Craylon. So this song that I'm about to sing for you guys, it's my single that I just came out with in August. Craylon actually helped me produce the song. He did an amazing job. The song is called Love Language. And so, yeah, I'm super excited for y'all to hear it. We ready?
Coy, no, 'cause you're
so sexy. Don't want you far from me, no. Your physical touch is all that I need. So take my hand, baby, don't be shy. Kiss my neck by the candlelight. It feels so good when you're over me. Oh boy, your crazy loving is all that I need. My love language can't be hard to be met if it's genuine. No. Me and tell me you love me, kiss me and please me, there's no one above me. Take my hand, baby, don't be shy, and kiss my neck by the candlelight. It feels so good when you're all over me. Oh boy, your crazy loving is all that I need. My love language, oh, it can't be hard to be met if it's genuine. Sing it one more time. Say my love language. Oh, it can't be hard to be mad if it's genuine. Yeah, yeah.
It's a party in here. I love it.
It's a party. It is a party. It is a party. So tell us a little bit about that song.
So that song, I wrote it in 2020, I want to say. It was in the pandemic, and I had a really close friend named David, and he was talking to me. We were on FaceTime all the time because there was nothing to do. We couldn't see anybody.
Right.
And he was like, Trinity, there's no reason why you're not writing music right now. Like, you have all the time in the world. You have all the resources. You need to get to writing. So in that time frame, I wrote maybe like 10 or 20 songs. And so 10 or 20, that's a big leap.
That
not
is.
10 or 20. Maybe about 10 or 12. Okay. But you know what I'm saying.
I get it.
And so I wrote a good amount of songs. And so that song was birthed from that time frame. And so, yeah. So big shout out to David for getting on me about that.
So yeah. Awesome. So yeah, good shout out to the friends that yes. stay on us about yes. doing the things that accountable. We're supposed to do.
Yes.
So I had here's another loaded question for mm-hmm. you. So and this is one of the first time I think I ever asked anyone in this, but it's like it's a very interesting thing because it's like with you and also Jordan occasionally, both of y'all mm-hmm. actually came out of the U of M program, you know, mm-hmm. as business majors and then also as artists as well. And that's one of the things that, of course, I've always championed for as far as women in particular taking ownership of their craft and, you know, and seeing more women in the business. It is a very male dominated business.
It is.
And so your perspective of the industry that you're stepping into mm-hmm. as far as your place in the industry and mm-hmm. your place specifically, you know, whether you tend to be a part of the Memphis scene or whether you, you know, migrate back to Nashville, mm-hmm. what is the contribution that you want to do? And make
oh
rather.
Man that's such a good question. I feel like there's so many amazing artists, there are amazing songwriters and musicians everywhere, but I feel like it's kind of hard to find people that are really interested in doing the work behind the scenes mm-hmm. and there are not a lot of women behind the scenes, and so I kind of just want to be a voice for young Black women, young women of color to hold that place in very high places, you know what I'm saying? Just behind the scenes. So I'm hoping to do that. Of course, it's always fun to make art. That's the fun part. That's the easy right. part. That's what comes natural, to write songs and to collaborate with other artists and things like that. But there's more things to be done behind the scenes. So I wanted to do that.
Okay.
So yeah.
Look, okay. Come on now, answer. Look. So that's on the business end. Mm-hmm. What should we anticipate as far as Trinity Adair, the artist?
Oh, man. Some more music coming yes. out soon, of course. more performances, more gigs coming out around the, you know, the Memphis scene. I want to shout out Blue Tom. Yes. They are the record company operations that is at the University of Memphis. I want to shout them out. We've got some great things coming up soon with them. The Raised by Sound Festival is happening in December, so I'll be performing for that. More music is coming out. Me and Kraylin, we're still writing and producing a lot more things, so hopefully a project will be coming out soon in the summer, springtime. So yeah, just more of my face everywhere, hopefully.
Awesome, awesome. And where can people find you and keep up with you, you know, to keep track of this new music coming out?
Yes, so you can find me on Instagram at Trin Adair. That's TRINADAIR on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, so yeah. Y'all heard it first, and you know, we got another song coming up, right?
Yes, we do.
And so again, Trinity Adair, everyone, if you have not already followed her, be sure to check her out and follow her, because if you did not hear that first song, I don't know what's wrong with you. And also, while you're tuned in, be next to Pledge. Two of the ways that you can give, of course, you can visit wyxr.org, or you can call 901-460-3031 and make that pledge, y'all, because like I said, we are a nonprofit community run radio station powered by listeners like you. So, you know, we make it work, and we are currently at 84% with our grant. So, woo! Wait, where is this? They're about to take the bell.
And this is, but I just want to note, Tonya, if I can, that this is our intern right here. So we have to really show some love for our intern. So if you've been waiting all week to donate, this is the best opportunity to go ahead and celebrate the future of Memphis music performance and business, Trinity Adair. Because Trinity, what does this experience mean for you? This stop on your career, because we're gonna see you on the Grammy stage. Ooh! We're gonna see you
at
Glastonbury. We're gonna see you at Coachella, everywhere. But this right here is the moment that you are in. What does this moment mean for you, Trinity Adair?
This moment is such a blessing, because when I think back to when I was little, I would like create scenarios, and I would just like to act out moments where I'd be live on Ellen and having these types of like interviews and stuff like that. Like, what would I say if someone awesome from the radio, you know, asked me certain questions? And so this moment is very special to me, because it's just like feeding my childhood, and it's feeding what I've always wanted to do since I was born, basically.
What about this training you're getting at WYXR, your community radio station that's Raised by Sound?
Raised by Sound. This is amazing, because I'm studying under some awesome people and people that have done some amazing things here in Memphis, and I can only hope to do as much work as all of you guys have done in your career and are continuing to do here in Memphis. So it's just a blessing, and it's an honor, truly.
Look, I'm looking back at James. Look, my co-host this morning, Jared Boyd, JV. So, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, present to you Trinity Adair.
Yeah, I got another song. It's called If Only. I came out with it a few years ago. If you tune into it on Spotify or Apple Music, you'll hear my baby voice. But it's still an awesome song, and I love it so much. It's all right. You ready, Kraylin? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. Arms could hold you like she holds you, they'd hold you so close the way I dreamed. If only these lips could tell you what they want to, they'd whisper words of love so tenderly. If only you could feel what I feel, then you would know how much I care, and all the world would shine if only you were mine.
see inside my soul love's reflection. If only your heart could want me like you want her, this longing for your love, you'd understand. If only you could feel what I feel, then you would know how much I care, and all the world would shine. If only you were mine, if only you could hear my heart calling your name, I need you so, and I'd love you for all time. If only you were mine. If only you were mine.